Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith here with Andrew Piché for the next 60 minutes or so, talking some Penn State football. We got some recruiting areas we're going to touch on first. Number one is areas of need on this roster. You can look at Penn State's roster and some of the issues that we expect to be prevalent in 2018. Maybe they, you know, we need some resolution beyond the 18 season too. So what we'll do is we'll try to figure out where they need to shore up in terms of positions in the 19 recruiting class, maybe a little bit beyond that. We're going to continue right after this our recruiting trend series, looking at when James Franklin got here in 2014 till now, what's been happening on the offensive line.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I'm looking forward to that one too. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack in 12 minutes and 40 seconds, which is about how much time we have to unpack in that segment. We're also going to continue a series on our depth chart breakdown, looking at the defensive line, which should, again, that should be another good one because, you know, we touched on some of this stuff earlier in the week and in a previous show. There's some things to figure out going up the middle of Penn State's defense, starting with the two defensive tackle spots where they're replacing two starters. And we'll round out the show today with Ask Andy.
Nice.
Filling in for Greg, and this is where you're really going to find out what Andy's got. We've got questions here they were meant for Greg that Andy's going to swoop in and pick him up instead.
I got you, Greg. I got your back.
So he's going to do his best. We'll have a good conversation there. I don't think any of these questions, as far as I see them, are highly technical in the recruiting standpoint.
Cool.
They're going to use your football knowledge, I think.
That works.
So let's look at these areas of need.
Let's look at the areas of need.
I kind of put these in order how I thought they needed to go, but you can correct me if I'm wrong.
All right.
I didn't put a ton of thought in the sequence of them, but these are areas that I believe that Penn State needs to address. Number one, safeties. James Franklin wanted another one in the 2018 class. They're replacing two starters this season. They're moving Lamont Wade. They moved Lamont Wade from cornerback to safety, which I thought was a great move, especially he's going to be a sophomore. You're going to have a multi-year starter there, I assume, in Lamont Wade. Unless things go in a way that I can't predict, you're going to have a multi-year starter there. You got an experienced guy, Nick Scott, in the mix there too. Some other promising guys. John Patrician was a subject of praise from Dwight Gault this winter and his winter workouts.
Aaron Monroe
is
Willie
another guy.
Eber.
It just hasn't come together for me yet. Garrett Taylor's another guy who moved from corner to safety, is a good example of you can't take that transition for granted. You know, me as a more of a common casual fan type, I don't know what all that entails. So to me, it's like if a guy can make a Division I roster, get a scholarship as a cornerback, I just assume he'll be able to play safety if they ask for it. Not necessarily so.
That's like you remember Deshaun Hamilton's transition from outside wide receiver to slot receiver 2 years ago.
What's the big deal?
2 years ago, I was like, it's a big deal. I'm like, there's a transition, and with a new offense then under Joe Moorhead, I'm like, Joe Moorhead loves the slot. He loves to use the slot. But there's going to be a huge transition for Deshaun Hamilton from outside to that slot. And I think you saw it in 16. They didn't use that position like Moorhead wanted to. And in 17, they did.
Yeah.
Because Deshaun Hamilton made the transition. The transition from corner to safety is nothing like that, but it's also exactly like that. There is a huge football learning curve for the player himself, no matter how talented he is, to learn the subtle nuances and the sort of, you know, sticky points of that position to be able to be effective on the field at it. And I think, you know, that's what you're going to see a little bit from Lamont Wade, although I think he's way more talented in terms of you have to get that guy in the field, so this is a spot we're going to get him.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just There is a transition, and it takes time. But the Aaron Monroe mystery continues for me at that position. But right. I didn't have that on my radar there.
Well, and here's the thing. So we're sitting here. It's March. The season is going to go a long way in terms of reassuring or not reassuring, because outside of Nick Scott, all these guys are back next year. I just don't know what any of them are right now.
Good.
So it's impossible to sit here and say, well, they're in good shape for the future because they've got this guy and this guy. If Lamont Wade is a stud at safety, this situation feels different. If Jonathan Sutherland is a guy as a redshirt freshman that everybody thinks he can be, and you start to see glimpses of that in 2018, great. Isaiah Humphreys, I think he's a guy who could play immediately if they wanted him to, even if it was just on special teams. If that happens, okay. Garrett Taylor, Aaron Monroe, John Patrician, there's a lot of potential and opportunity for guys to take a next step forward. But until we see that, I'm going to remain convinced. I don't think they need safeties in bunches here, but I think they need an impact safety in this class, and it goes back to not getting Isheem Young for all that legal stuff that happened in the 18 class. And I would say Shaquan Anderson Butts too was ticketed to be probably a safety and not a wide receiver. So that's two guys that you lost out of the 18 class for reasons you can't really control.
Correct.
You can't control what happens with Isheem Young in his court case, and it's still ongoing. And Shaquan Anderson Butts had some academic stuff he had to sort out. He could end up circling his way back, but at the end of the day, I think Penn State anticipated getting at least one more safety in 2018.
Yeah, he's going to be targeting a pure safety. That's going to be one of his top priorities. I don't necessarily know that it's a huge need. I just think it's a want for him to have in his suitcase.
Yeah.
The huge need for me in the 19 class, it's kind of twofold, but it's an impact defensive tackle. It's always the position.
Do you not need one impact defensive tackle every single class?
No. Well, you need defensive tackles every single class, right? But when I'm talking impact, I'm talking like a top five, top 10 kid ranked at that position in the country who is a pure inside defensive tackle. I think you need one of those every 2 to 3 years. And because you're competing against those that have been there and won national championships and played in the college football playoffs, there's not many of them to go around. So in terms of Penn State, like getting a top 10 guy is a win. And I think if you can get top 10 guys back-to-back years in a row, that's winning chicken dinner. And if you get a top 5 guy or top, you know, guy who's ranked 3rd or 4th at any point, stealing in terms of, because the defensive tackle position is so hard to recruit. I think Penn State has proven that it can make guys into quality Big Ten college football defensive tackles. But they need the one. They need a launching point for the one, and then that'll bring others along the way. But I think they need to – I think they got one or two in there. They think they might be the one, but it's going to be a process. So they have to keep filling that up. And even if it's a guy who's ranked 23rd or something, they're going to get guys like that. But one of those top 10s per year or every 2 to 3 years would be nice. And back-to-back years would be stellar.
There's a lot of seeds that have been planted here. And I'm really curious to see what happens because, as you mentioned, I think the ability to turn 3 stars into guys who exceed what recruiting services believed kids were, that's great. That's in their back pocket. Sean Spencer has done it. He's been there.
The man.
They've done that transition from end to tackle. But when you plug in Fred Hansard, P.J. Mustafa in particular in back-to-back recruiting classes 17 and 18, and then to add Aeneas Hawkins and Judge Culpepper, both who need to add some weight, who I think will be great tackles. You move Damian Barber inside, who I think if he was 6'3", 278, which is where he's listed now, if he were that as a high school athlete, he would have been a 4-star for sure. So I think they got a lot of things cooking in 18. They have some things to resolve this season, but I'm a big believer in what they've got. Because I think Corey Bowles is another – he's a big man who moves really well. So they've got a good mix. But I think more or less every year you need an impact tackle. I think – this is the 19 class to me is the year where you can stop talking about it, getting a second quarterback in a class, and you can get it. And the reason I say that is if you're a 19 quarterback prospect, yeah, you see Taquan Roberson is already committed.
Correct.
But you also see that you're losing your starter. You may or may not be losing your backup. If it doesn't happen this spring or summer with Tommy Stevens, he's going to play out one season. And then all of a sudden, after that one season, when you as a quarterback don't expect to be playing anyway, the whole depth chart is up for grabs. If I'm a 19 quarterback, I'm thinking there's opportunity there. If the depth chart is high on my priority list of attributes, I'm looking at Penn State.
One of the top five quarterback schools in the country in the 19 recruiting class, in my opinion, that for recruits to look at, not for Penn State, I'm talking about the other direction. For recruits looking at schools, one of the most attractive top five schools out there in terms of a depth chart and how things are playing out if you're 19 are the Nittany Lions. And how can you ever doubt the development of the quarterback position under James Franklin after what Trace McSorley's done? That's his first stab. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? He's going to be a three-year starter. He's a Heisman Trophy candidate. It doesn't matter whether you're 3-4 or 5-star. If you're a quarterback and you like this offense, Penn State should be high on your list. That's why I don't think getting a second quarterback is going to be a problem for him. It's just a matter of which one does James want?
Well, we've been talking about the second quarterback thing for a year. I mean, going back to when Franklin got here, it's like, okay, we could use a second quarterback in a class. It hasn't happened.
Timing's perfect.
The timing is, it seems to be right in 2019.
Penn State's the most attractive in the depth chart. Looks good for a 19 kid now, better than it ever has.
I think that a good running back is basically almost an every cycle thing.
Yeah.
Maybe like what Penn State has done, Saquon Barkley in 15, Miles Sanders in 16, Ricky Slade in 18. Maybe a 3 out of 4 or 2 out of 3 years getting that elite kind of – because that pipeline, that depth chart could use another more sure thing. Because I've still got questions about a guy like Journey Brown, you know, for example. And maybe those questions will go away, but I think to keep stocking that pond is important.
Running back is not a problem for Penn State. That's a proven track record right out of the gate for James. One that stands out to me, this might seem a little weird, outside linebackers.
Yeah.
Outside linebackers in the 2019 class is they had a linebacker concern going into recruiting the 18 class. They took care of it. They kind of did a lot of man-in-the-middle stuff, but there's some versatility there, and they're moving Micah Parsons around. But outside linebacker to me feels like a 19 thing. Like if I was to move it up to first or second, like a second quarterback's a given. Focusing on the outside linebacker position is very high for me. Outside linebackers, athletic guys who can run.
All right, we're not done talking recruiting here. That's it for, you know, what we would deem needs in the 19 class. I want to talk offensive line, recruiting trends, where this position is now and where it's going, where it's been under James Franklin. We'll take a quick break and come back with that. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.